Look at the proud. He is inwardly not upright, but the righteous will attain life through trusting faithfulness. These words are from Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 4. It is used to tell us that the righteous person, the believer, is to live by faith. Yet what is often overlooked is the righteous person. How is one deemed to be righteous? Many believe nothing else is required but faith in Messiah, and you are therefore deemed righteous. In previous episodes, I mentioned Zechariah and Elisha, parents of Yochanan the Immerser, or John the Baptist, and how they were deemed righteous through their observing of all the mitzvot and ordinances that applied to them. Shaul writes the following in Galatians chapter 2 and verses 15 and 16. We are Jews by birth, not so-called goyish sinners. Even so, we have come to realize that a person is not declared righteous by God on the ground of his legalistic observance of Torah commands, but through the Messiah Yeshua's trusting faithfulness. Therefore, we too have put our trust in Messiah Yeshua and become faithful to him, in order that we might be declared righteous on the ground of the Messiah's trusting faithfulness, and not on the ground of our legalistic observance of Torah commands. For on the ground of legalistic observance of Torah commands, no one will be declared righteous. What are legalistic Torah commands? These are the additional instructions found in what was identified last time as the tradition of the elders, also known as the oral law, and is today comprised as the Talmud. Shaul concludes this section stating the following: For it was through letting the Torah speak for itself that I died to its traditional legalistic misrepresentation, so that I might live in direct relation with God. Torah itself, not the additional traditions. Now keep in mind that we cannot view Torah in a vacuum. As Messianic believers, we relate Torah to the words of Messiah Yeshua, Rabbi Shaul, and the other authors of the New Covenant writings. They did not create anything new that didn't already exist, but have provided insight in relation to correct and intended understanding of Torah. Remember, not all Torah applies to all people. Just as with Zechariah and Elisha, they each had instructions that applied to both of them, but also instructions that applied only to Zechariah and instructions that applied only to Elisha. We need to know the difference. We become righteous by turning from our old nature and back to Adonai. We will focus on this subject for the next few episodes. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Past episodes of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, www.shalommaine.com. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.